Greg, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Read your story, which I found pretty interesting. There is a study that talked about car scrapping outpaces buying. And I thought that was interesting from the aspect I've known. I think all of us have known that there has been a shortage with used cars, but we just assumed that since automakers were selling cars that a lot of folks were trading them in, but that's not the case, is it?
Well, no, that's still going on. I mean, what happens is, at some point down the line, whether it's 12 years or 14 years or 16 years, the car is basically not drivable anymore. So those are the ones that get scrapped. But what's news is that there are more of those than new vehicles being purchased, and that's new.
Well, right off the bat, Greg, I would hope that since cars are being scrapped, that means soon people are going to have to buy.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, cars that are 6 or 8 years old are being replaced by either newer used cars or brand new vehicles, and that's all positive cycle. The other part of this study is that younger people don't see themselves owning as many vehicles as their parents, and that's something that the industry's got to take a good hard look at.
Well, as your story states, we're hoping for the market to continue to do well, to bounce back to 16 million in sales by 2013. Mm-hmm. The study, which you refer to by A.T. Kearney's, which is mm-hmm. an annual study, said Americans will buy 13.2 million vehicles this year and then more in 2012 and 2013. But these kids aren't like our grandfathers who had, my grandfather had four cars.
Well, yeah, but the other thing to consider is what a 25 or 30-year-old says about their plans 5 years from now. What they say today may change quite a bit. But there's no doubt that during the housing bubble, people were buying vehicles out of their home equity loans and, probably buying one or two more than they needed to in many cases. So. Yeah. Anyway, so we're kind of having a correction from that overbuying.
And I would imagine the scrapping is a pretty big business right now.
Well, yeah. It was particularly the Cash for Cluckers program because a lot of the cars turned in for that program did go directly to the recycle centers.
We're talking with Greg Gardner from the Detroit Free Press. He's the business writer. We're talking about car scrapping, outpaces buying. Anything interesting that you found out when researching this story that surprised you?
Well, again, the city investment research that did the study surveys 2,700 people about every 5 months. And they also found that people in the Midwest and the West Coast were not as bullish about adding vehicles as people in the South were. So,
Greg, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you a question about Chrysler. GM, as everyone knows, borrowed money from the government. They've paid a lot of that back. They seem to be doing very well in their efforts to totally pay that back. But Chrysler hasn't done that. They've had to go back and refinance. Talk about that story and where it stands now.
Okay, well, essentially Chrysler's going to use a combination of bonds that are supposed to go to market as early as today, a term loan, and also another loan from Fiat. And together that should allow them to repay both the U.S. Treasury and the government of Canada sometime early next week.
Is this something that was expected, or are they struggling
to... Sergio Marchionne had said he expected to repay the loans by the end of the second quarter, which is the end of June.
All right.
So, they're actually going to be a little bit ahead of that.
All right. Listening to your tone, it makes it seem like this is a pretty positive mood.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, for Chrysler, they were paying the U.S. government more than 10% in interest, and they're paying Canada over 20%. So, you know, the interest rates on these bonds and new loans are going to be considerably lower, which is obviously a good thing for it gets them closer to the point where they can sell shares to the public, like GM did last fall.
Well, Greg Gardner, the Detroit Free Press business writer, you can go to freep.com and pull up his fine writings. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you.